So one thing I will say in terms of getting overwhelmed, there is a lot of places out there that you are expected to show up. There are so many places. Again, you were hearing messages around you saying, show up here, show up there, do this, do that, and you must do it this way. Take your time. This is my advice to you, is to take it one step at a time. So
Hi, ladies. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. I am super excited about what has been transpiring in this summit and all of the amazing things that have been happening between the speakers and the attendants. I am just so excited. So today I have the incredible honor of hosting Paula Burns. Now, she is a creative business mentor. She's based in South Wales, UK. Now, Paula is not only a multi-award-winning business owner, but also a powerhouse with over 20 years of corporate experience and 2 decades as a successful entrepreneur. I know, right? When you have people with that much skills and talent, pay attention. So make sure you're grabbing your pen, you're grabbing your pad, because Paula's mission is here to help female business owners connect with their true selves and weaving their personality and expertise into their business, well, in a creative and authentic way, right? And that's what we're looking for. How do you show up like you, right? Her customized approach blends creativity, authenticity, fun. It is really empowering women to stand out and thrive on their own freaking terms. In her talk today, Simplify Authentic Visibility, Paula is here because she's really wanting to share invaluable insights on building authentic confidence and showing up as your most genuine self in business. And that's what you're here for. You're not here to play games. You are here because you are trying to really show up in 2025 in your most powerful and authentic self. Now, she's going to leave us and lead us in practical steps on our journey. How do we do this, right? This is what brought you here today, and this is what brings her here in this way of wanting to serve you. And I am so stoked that she is here with us today. So I'm going to welcome her to the stage. Paula, how are you?
Oh, it is so good to be here, Nina. I cannot wait to talk to the ladies about authentic visibility.
Yeah, because it is something that 2025 is all about, Paula. You know, the more I've been doing research, because I help my women create coaching businesses. So I'm always thinking, how do we leverage what we do, what we know, who we are, especially with the themes and the terms and all the stuff happening for the new year, right? And so I know that you are all about authenticity. And so I wanted to start off with the fact that authenticity has become like this buzzword, right?
It really
And
has.
it really, really has. But I know that you are bringing a fresh perspective to this. So how can these women that are here really start to identify what is truly authentic, and what does that mean for them as they're growing this business? This is where I want to start.
Okay, that's a really, really good question, because when we talk about authenticity, as you say, lots of people are talking about it. They're saying, turn up as your authentic self, do this, speak like this, do this way. And a lot of the times, if I speak to business women and I ask them this question, who are you? Who is your authentic self? It's really hard for them to answer that question, because a lot of the times we feel like we're showing up authentically. We feel like we are being ourselves. But because we've got all of these voices and all these things that are happening in the industry, we think that we have to fall in line with that. And so a lot of the times as well, I hear women say to me, it just feels off somehow. I thought I was being authentic, but it feels off. It just doesn't feel right. And I totally get it. I totally understand it. Being authentic, when I talk about being authentic, I think about things like truly incorporating yourself in your business and how you show up. What is your character? Who are you as an individual? It's really easy to forget who you are, and especially midlife business women, women over 40 who have come into this business arena at a time when, we are sort of overloaded with all these different things that are online, and it isn't something that they're overly familiar with. And so you're feeling like you have to try and fit into this space. But pull things back a bit. Think about who you are as an individual. What's your character? What type of person are you? What are the things that you love, and what's your values? Take some time to step back and think about that. It is taking that time, because, you know, that's a big part of the mentoring that I do. Is I have these conversations. Let's step back, because it's easy to sort of say, let's do this now. I've got all these ideas. I want to do this for my business. I'm going to do this and I'm going to keep moving. But I always get them to step back. Tell me about your background. Tell me about the things that you love. And when they start opening up and talking about these things, it's like they start to light up. It's the faces light up, the expressions light up. And so, you know, for yourself, if you do this exercise yourself, get a blank sheet of paper and just start thinking about you. Forget about the business for the time being and start thinking about the type of person that you are and start writing it down. All those key things that are about you that you absolutely love and you know that you want to share with the world. And you will be amazed how many sheets of paper you probably fill. And it's a living document. So keep going back to it. Keep adding those things. And then later on down the line, you can actually incorporate that into your business. You know, talk about values. What are your values? What do you believe in? So yeah, authenticity for me is a lot more than the buzzword.
Yeah. And the buzzword has become annoying because they keep, you know, so many of these ginormous gurus are telling you to be authentic when they're not being authentic. And exactly. So, you know, I love this. So you said we might be showing up, but we really don't know if we are showing up authentically, right? Mm-hmm. So we feel like we have to follow others or follow a trend or follow something that, you know, that others are doing, right? So you talked about incorporating yourself, your character, who you are, what kind of person you are, what values you are, what do you love? Take time to think about that. I love that, because we don't stop to think about that. That's the problem.
Absolutely.
When we first started being a coach, I was following everything my coaches said and never pausing to say, what does Nina want me to do? And it wasn't until I did that I started to create my six-figure business. Otherwise, I would still be struggling and struggling and struggling because it wasn't aligning. It wasn't me, and I couldn't figure that out. Thank you so much for that. That is so true. So pausing to make sure you know what you like. And let me tell you something, ladies. Maybe you're like, but I don't know what I like about me. That's okay too, because sometimes we are so inundated with information and stuff that we don't know that. So ask somebody who loves you, ask people who are around you, ask people who you work with, ask all of them, hey, if you can think of one thing that you like about me, what would that be? And I don't care if they say, oh, I like your smile, put down smile. Yeah. Right, Paula?
These are the things. It's not just the professional stuff. Right. The little things, you know. Oh, I like your smile. I like, you know, your colors that you wear. All of those things are important.
Right. And things we don't think about. But people say that to me all the time. Oh my God, Nina, I love your smile. Because I'm always smiling. Right. And so when people say that, what does that do? Give you confidence, and it makes you want to show up and smile. Right. So good. Yeah. I thank you for that. That's so good. Okay. So you're emphasizing weaving all of your personality into your business. Right. So what I wanted to know are, what are some creative ways that women can start incorporating their unique traits? Once they write this all down and they figure all this out, how can they start, you know, putting that into their brands so that their brands really stand out? Because it's one thing when you write it all down, but then what do I do with this information, right? So can you help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is where it gets a bit tricky. And this is where you've got to spend some time. And I spend probably the most time that I spend with my clients working on this, because it's something that I've had to do for my business and how I show up now. So I previously said, think about your character and all the things about you that you're going to bring into your business, and not just professional skills. So again, we've just touched on that when I was just chatting to Nina. It's not just the professional stuff. So what are your hobbies? We can be thinking about things like music. Do you love music? Do you love writing? Animals, creativity. Now, when I talk about creativity, I get really excited. So that's what I did in terms of understanding what is the big thing about me that is very, very key that I want to incorporate in my business and I want to be able to share with them. And so the example that I can give you is that I thought, I'm really creative. I was always really creative as a child. my imagination went absolutely wild. I could take like a few bits of information and just blow it up into a huge story. And so when I took time to think about my strong traits, I knew creativity was a big thing for me. And so I started to think about how I could weave that into my business. How can I use my creative skills? And I was already sort of doing training with businesses and getting into the mentoring scene. But again, talking, you know, going back to talking about buzzwords, is like there's lots of mentors out there. There's lots of coaches. How do I stand out as myself in my own unique way? And that's why I'm a creative business mentor, because I am so unique, you would not believe it. And what I did is I started thinking about, well, how can I bring this creativity into what I offer? And right now I offer things like done for you social media posts, where I can use my skill of creative writing and really blow up someone's business persona and their personal persona. I've just introduced something that's called a glow up. People tell me what it is that they do and who they are, a little bit about them. And I will just write a short sentence, short, sharp sentence, couple of sentences that will glow up their personality. No one else is doing this. No one else is offering to glow up somebody's persona. And so, again, I know that it's hard sometimes to think about, you know, okay, I love music, maybe. How can I incorporate maybe music into my business? Is that something for you that you could think, well, you know, I'm a great music lover, or I'm a great, what can we do to incorporate nature into my business so that it makes me stand out? And so this can sometimes take a little bit of time to think things through, and that's what I work with you on. But that's the sort of concept that I use when I talk about creativity. Bring in the things that are not necessarily business and mix it in to what you offer.
I couldn't agree with that more, because that's something I've been working on, Paula, right? Because I've been a chef for 20 years and I love cooking. I love chef. But you know what I've done is I've taken the concept of building my recipes. I used to lead a team, all that kind of stuff. And I'm trying to incorporate that now into my business, because I realize, and I think a lot of women probably struggle with this, is when you step into the entrepreneurial role, you think you have to leave all that stuff behind.
I know. And you really don't.
You really don't. And I love that you said that. If you like music, why aren't you incorporating music? If you like creativity, why are you not incorporating creativity? And it's so true. And I've been thinking about this more and more this last like year, and really these last few months, because I want to reinvent who I am and what I do. And I realize I have all of these professional skill sets that I've kind of like, well, it's just cooking, and put it to the side. But no, what if I bought cooking classes into my coaching program?
Gosh, how amazing would that be?
Right? Yeah. Like what one of the meetings is just me and the ladies cooking it up and talking. I mean, why aren't I doing that? Right. So thank you, because when you said that, it went ding, ding, ding.
Like, oh,
yeah, you're helping me. So lady, she's helping a sister out over here too. Good. Now, here's one thing. I know for me, and I know that a lot of the women who are here are really aspiring or already have coaching businesses. But one of the things that a lot of us struggle with, Paula, is confidence, right? And confidence a lot. It starts to come up a lot when we start to have this idea that, oh, I have to show up online. How do I do this? Right. And so I know that I'm very, very comfortable on screen, on camera, all of that, because I've been doing this for many, many years, but not everybody is, Paula. Right. And so one of the things that I have to always help my women with is, come on, why am I not seeing you out there? You're a secret agent. Nobody knows who you are. So we have to show up, right? So for all of these amazing women who are here struggling with this confidence piece, right? When it comes to showing up online, or maybe even showing up to a networking event, right? Give me some top strategies that they can use to start building this authentic confidence, something where they can step into their true confidence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It really does. Yes. I always say that confidence isn't something that you can learn. It has to be something that you feel. It's not like if you were doing some sort of practical job, like a plumber or a builder or anything like that. And if you keep practicing that, you will get better at it. Yes, if you if you sort of like keep showing up, it does help. But it's so important that you feel the excitement and you feel the confidence when you show up. And so that's why it's really important for me when I share authenticity being easier, is that you have to get to that place where you enjoy the process. And I know that's hard because you're probably looking at me now right now and thinking, but that's difficult. How am I going to do that? The first thing I say to do is to really lean in for your strength. You know, when you do this these exercises that, you know, I've already mentioned in terms of understanding who you are authentically, all your character, your skills, things you love doing, all of these things, really lean into those strengths, connect with them, own them. So lean into your passion as well. I tell people that I'm not a naturally confident person, and nobody believes me. They think, oh my God, of course you are. Look at you. You're out there. You're, you know, what you believe in. That's because my passion always shines through. Because when you connect with your passion and you connect with your strengths, you forget to be nervous. You connect with your strengths, you forget to be nervous. And that doesn't mean that when the first few moments or first few minutes that you stand up to talk about what it is that you're doing, that you're not going to have butterflies. Of course, you're going to have butterflies. I still have that. But once you start leaning into what you love and who you are and all of those things about you, then it becomes so much easier. You know, a lot of the times I've heard people say, you know, they've been so nervous before they step into that space and say what they've got to say, but they just fall into it and they just get into it so much that they get so excited. And then at the end of it, they're thinking, I loved it so much. I want to do it again. I hear that so many times. So lean into your passion, lean into your strengths. And then the more you do that, the easier.
Love that, because it's true. Because since you're so passionate about it, you just know it. And I want you guys to walk away from here very confident in knowing that you know what you know, because only you know what you know, how you know it, right? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, no one else can do what they do the way they do it. Yeah. And when you put that extra spice in terms of your character and your skills and those little things, like you mentioned the cooking, or you'd mentioned the things that you really love, no one else is doing it. Yeah. No one. And they might do something similar, but they will never do it the way that you do.
They won't, because you're you. And that's what I, you know, I know that people say this all the time and it's all over YouTube and nothing that we're saying here is magical. But what I do want you to say, understand, is that there's different angles to how do you show up and who you are. And you shouldn't worry about what the next big mogul is doing. Don't worry about them. Worry about you. Are you doing better today than you did yesterday? Did you move the needle forward in your business? Because that's what matters. And so focus on you. And like Paula just said, connect with your passion, connect with your strengths, and you will forget to be nervous about what you're putting out in the world. Thank you for that. That was powerful. Mm-hmm. Powerful. So what advice do you have for these women? Because I know for me, when I first started and I was trying to grow my business and I kept hitting a wall, I felt very overwhelmed. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I want to know if you could give us advice on how these women who feel overwhelmed by having to be visible, maybe they're nervous about that, maybe social media networking or public speaking, all that kind of stuff, right? How can they simplify the process of doing this without feeling like they're going to lose impact or lose their people or lose their followings because they're showing up now authentically like themselves? Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So one thing I will say in terms of getting overwhelmed, there is a lot of places out there that you are expected to show up. There are so many places. Again, you were hearing messages around you saying, show up here, show up there, do this, do that. And you must do it this way. Take your time. This is my advice to you, is to take it one step at a time. So that we hear this a lot in terms of understanding who your target audience is. And there are so many reasons for that, why we talk about your target audience is. You do a lot of work on that to understand who these key people are. You will understand where they hang out. So if we're talking about online and showing up, where do these people hang out? where can you concentrate on? I remember when I first started it in business and I was trying to be everywhere all at once. But until I did that exercise and understood who I was trying to reach, I realized that maybe the best place for me to find my type of clients, because I started out in the events industry, I could find them more on Facebook. And so I really, really honed in on that and found my bounds, you know, my space in that environment, and really honed in on that and got that right before trying to be everywhere, do everything, and follow all the different strategies. Because as you know, when you show up online, you're being told that you need to show up in a certain way if you're on this platform. And then if you're on another platform, you have to show up in this way. And then if you're here, you've got to show up in this way. But the only thing that's constant for you is who you are, your authenticity. That's constant. That's got to stay the same. So no matter what the strategies are that you're going to use to show up on all these different platforms, nothing should change about the way you show up on these platforms. So I would also think about what makes you feel comfortable as well. So we've tapped into your passion and you've tapped into your strength, but there might be some little key things that make you feel comfortable. I'm going to share a little story with you. But years ago, I used to be a singer in a band. And I was so, so nervous. This is way before I started my business. It was my quiet period in my life where I was just scared to really do a lot of things. And for some reason, I decided that I was going to join this band as a lead singer. I think I got coerced into it. And I joined this band and I was so nervous. And I had to find a way to curb my nervousness because, you know, I'd be going out there and I'd be singing, but people would say, oh, you were good, but we could hear you were nervous. And I would beat myself up about that because I didn't want that to show through. And so what I did is I made sure that I always had a mic that had a long lead that I could walk around. I would never just sing from a stand with a mic put in the stand. And eventually I saved up enough so I could get a radio mic. And so I didn't need a lead and I could start singing from wherever I wanted to start singing from. So for me, that was my key thing. I found my thing. So find your thing that makes you feel comfortable. It's not going to be like anyone else. It'll be something, maybe something really simple. This makes me feel easier for me. And I'm going to follow this pattern and work through that. And that's going to help me show up in a lot more confident way.
You know what's really good about that too, is you find it to be easy for you, like flow. You're going to show up actually.
Yeah.
Right? Like the women I coach are always like, oh, you know, but should I go here? Should I go there? I'm like, where do you like to live? Where do you like to live? And like one of my women had found threads to be her winning piece. She loves threads. Yeah. I don't know threads like that, but she does. And she's gaining clients and she's doing all this stuff on threads. And I'm like, how are you doing that? I don't even know how to work thread. I'm not doing it. But she's doing such a great job at it. And it's because if you, you know, yes, start with a platform that you love, that you're easy, that it's easy for you. You go on there every day, you like it. Because if Paula says to you, hey, I need you to go on LinkedIn and you never really go on LinkedIn, you're not going to go. You're not going to go. Because you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to do LinkedIn. And Paula said, I have to do LinkedIn. I don't do that, Paula. I really feel like you need to show up authentically where you feel comfortable. Now, I will say LinkedIn is great for professionals. Great if you're trying to find that supposed client that's in business and leadership and all that kind of great stuff. So I would encourage it. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't tell you to just do that. I would tell you to live where you live. Like you said, you like Facebook. If that's what you like, live where you live. Exactly. And later you can be omnipresent.
Then right? You can move. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it does help, you know, I love that you said that because, okay, you know, I mentioned that understanding where your clients are. But as you say, if you want to show up first in the places that you feel comfortable, do that so that you can begin to build your confidence more and then start thinking, being mindful about the fact that, do you know what? I want to be on other platforms because I know I'm going to find more of my people there.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to talk to them about that a little bit. Like, you know, for the women that are looking to scale their businesses, right? They're starting out, they're looking like, how do I even grow this thing, right? I want you to talk to them about the ROI. How does embracing their personal journey and incorporating all of this authenticity that we're talking about, how is this really helping them to have that competitive edge in the market when so many people out there are telling you different things? There's so many different things coming at us. So I want you to talk to why this
works. Yeah. So my tip for you, and especially when you're looking at scaling, because I work a lot with solopreneurs and women who, midlife women in their business, and they haven't got huge teams around them. So they want to scale, they want to build their business, they still want it to be authentic. And you know, even if you have got a big team, you've got to make sure that you bring that culture into your business so that, you know, even when your team goes out, that people still feel like it's got this feel that is all about how you are and what you want to bring to the table. So, but I work a lot with women who are entrepreneurs, and when they're thinking about scaling up, they think, well, it's hard because I've got to put just me into it. How can I do everything? I'm not going to be able to show up everywhere and do everything myself. Simplify it. So this is my suggestion for you. And again, it's a suggestion and it works really well for solopreneurs. Think about a signature offer, whether it's 2-3 maximum signature offers that you will offer to your client. Make them higher tickets as well. So it could be like, you know, you may have a mid-range and then something quite high, like a VIP day or something like that. But they're signature offers that you are offering. Those are your big tickets. The big tickets are because people are working directly with you one-to-one. They're spending that precious time with you where you're able to share all that goodness, all that authenticity, all those things about you, along with what it is that you are offering in your business. But people be prepared to pay those higher prices. So that's your signature offers. And then the rest of things that you can think about is downloads and do-it-yourself options that you can create, because you can bring your own self into that. So you can do video recordings, you can do written work, you're incorporating yourself, your personality in all of these things, but you just need to do it once. And then you can resell it over and over and over again. So you're still keeping yourself into the mix, but you are growing your business in a unique way. That would be my tip for you if you want to scale your business.
That's actually a great tip. And it's so true, because we have an array of talents. Each one of us does, right? And realize that you have another angle to that. That is also a good offering. You know, I really agree with you, Paula, that you should also, you know, just have like one good signature offer, maybe 2 or 3, but like start with the one. And, you know, somebody like Paula who can help you also strategize that, because I'll always say this, and I mean this, don't ever do this alone. This journey alone is it'll burn you out a little bit, you know, because there's a lot of moving pieces. Not that you can't. But what I would say is invest in you. Go find yourself a very good coach, a very good mentor that'll keep you accountable, but also just kind of like strategize with you for your authenticity. Right, yeah, Paula?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, you know, when I talk about signature programs, you can have like different levels of those. You know, for instance, if I give you an example of mine, you know, I do the Done For You social media posts because that's one of my signature programs. But And what I call a signature program is something where the client has to connect with you direct. Yeah. That's what I'm calling signature programs. With my Done For You social media posts, I do connect with my clients and I ask them a load of questions before I actually create them, because they're very unique and very different. And then, you know, I have a one-to-one program where I will work one-to-one over a 5-month period. And then I've got a VIP day, which is quite high ticket. Right. So people have got those great different levels to tap in to my expertise and work with. And then, you know, you can move them up then to the next stage. You know, I'm working with a client now and, you know, she came in on a free offer and then she went to my Done For You social media post and she's so excited she wants to go to the next one now. So that's how it works in terms of just having these that people can set to work with you.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you who are starting to create, one of the questions I get a lot is, you know, can I do or should I do an ebook? Well, I'll tell you that ebooks are good, but not for a starting lead magnet. A lot of people are done with that right now. What they want is like a checklist, something that'll give them more strategy. Something that will be like, here's what you do, A, B, C, D, because an ebook is a little bit more time consuming. It has more pages. And so that's a great offer to give for free to somebody as, you know, welcome to my ecosystem or welcome to my webinar or welcome to my virtual whatever. And here's the ebook. But when you are this is just a quick little tip for all of you guys who are out here thinking, but what do I do, Paula? One of the things I will recommend, and Paula will have her own recommendations, is that you do some sort of checklist for whatever your expertise is. Like, I'm sure Paula probably has a checklist on, let's check your social medias. I mean, you're missing this, this, this. And there's things that professionals know that we don't know because we're just getting into the space, right? Yeah. So Paula, I know that you have something for these wonderful women. And so I'd like you to let them know, like, you know, what you hear at the Women Who Lead, and I'm super excited. And I just want you to, you know, basically just wrap us up so that they know how to contact you, where to find you, and the gift that you're leaving them here today.
Okay. So I have an instant download for you, and it's called The Only Guide to Authentic Visibility You Will Ever Need. And what I've done is I've wrapped all of the little tips that I've shared with you today, and I've given you some exercises to do in this download. So it's not just something that, you know, I've created, like we've talked about, an ebook, and it's just, you know, a general list. It is some key exercises that I've given you to do that will get you feeling so much more comfortable about showing up and being authentic with your business. It is a great first step with me. I do have like a current offer right now in terms of glowing up your persona, but you will have links to that as well. Once you start following me on social media, you'll find me on a professional profile on Facebook. Just look for my name, Paula Byrne, find me. I am on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram as well. So you will find me. If you just do a search on Google, you will find where I am. Please follow me. I share so much value on social media without, you know, any fee attached to it. So you will learn a lot if you come and follow me anywhere. But definitely download the guide, start working through that, and then connect with me. Let me know how that's going for you and how it's helped you move you forward. And of course, you know, just contact me if you want to set up like a quick call and a chat about how you can move forward.
Amazing. Like I knew it would be. Thank you so much. This event I've been putting together since June or July of last year, and it has been a monster to put together.
I can imagine.
But it's been amazing and rewarding. I mean, all of the expertise that you just left on the table for these women to really thrive in 2025. And that's not a small thing. That's huge, because we are doing this out of the kindness of our heart, out of the love for wanting these women to really grow and thrive and create businesses that impact the world in a good way. So Paula, you're amazing. And I want to thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I've loved it. I've loved sharing the tips and just, you know, connecting with you. And, you know, I can't wait to see the amazing things that these women are going to do.
Me too. So ladies, thank you for hanging out with me and Paula. This, you know, just an amazing conversation, giving you so many tools and tips and strategies. Make sure you download that PDF. We will have that link and everything for you. You want to make sure that you guys are really not just connecting with these amazing speakers, but that you're utilizing what is given to you to actually win. Now, when you are registering for this, you're registering for a reason. And the reason is you want to create something that is unique, authentic, that is yours, and something that you could present to the world. So thank you guys for hanging out with me and Paula. I truly appreciate it.